This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
PR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harib. The Texas Senate is weighing a new bill that would ban the sale of virtually all consumable products containing THC, the psychoactive component in cannabis. Dr. Linda McGee, a Houston-based pediatrician, spoke in favor of a ban.
We are seeing more teenagers who are using these products all day, every day. And unlike nicotine, we have no effective treatment for THC addiction. I can't give medication or patches. I have no quit line that they can talk to or counselors they can talk to. It really is then just referring them to psychiatry and dealing with like a typical drug addiction.
Governor Abbott vetoed a previous bill to ban THC consumables in June. Crews in the Hill Country are still searching for three missing people after the catastrophic Central Texas floods this month. Our Sarah Gruno says recovery efforts could take years.
Major Philip Swires with the Salvation Army said that the organization expects to be in the area for up to 2 years, or, quote, until the funds run out.
Our community, I believe, is never going to be the same because there will, you know, always be, you know, the trees that are no longer there as we cross the bridges and look, and there will always be the memories of, you know, this moment in time.
He said the needs in Kerr County are evolving from immediate supplies to things like appliances for home rebuilds and help with FEMA applications. On Monday, Kerr County commissioners voted to waive building fees for people affected by the July 4th floods. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Astros beat the Diamondbacks yesterday 3-1. I'm Matt Harib, News 88.7.
Federal funding for public media, including our station, has been cut, and we need your support to continue serving this community. The funding cuts make up $2.2 million, or 10% of our yearly budget. Because of that, we've decided to launch Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund, so we can continue to protect fact-based journalism and trusted local programming from future uncertainty. Make your gift now to the Resiliency Fund at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate. I'm Joshua Zinn here with Jack Williams.
Yeah, good morning. Right now is your chance to double your impact on Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund. When you give today, your donation will be doubled thanks to Affinity Councilmember Beth Robertson. So your gift of $200 becomes $400 this morning. Thank you so much for listening to Morning Edition. This helps close the gap left by federal funding cuts and ensures we can continue providing fact-based news and local programming for everyone. But you have to act fast this morning.
We are here because the station is powered by you, not ads, not shareholders, just people who value facts, stories, and connection. Right now, we're asking you to support the Resiliency Fund, a critical effort to protect Houston Public Media after the loss of federal funding. Your support today will help fill the $2.2 million gap left by federal funding cuts to our station. If you're listening today, it's because someone before you gave. Now it's your turn to keep it going. Give at HoustonPublicMedia.com. /donate or call 888-909-0887.
The Resilience